Well, it's so good to be able to be here and spend time with you. Like we said, this is going to be little, short, practical pieces of leadership. Maybe there'll be things that you already know and do. There'll be four of them, so if one of them isn't, you already know it and you already do it and you're good at it, there'll be other chances to have, to be something else. The other thing is, I don't know what order. Oh, okay. Ministry distribution. Good. I also don't know. I made these slides a fair while ago, so I don't know when I click this what's coming next. So I just felt I needed to let you know that. What I'm talking about, when we talk about ministry distribution, we're talking about what people would commonly call delegation, giving over ministry to others, giving stuff away, helping people to do the tasks or the roles or the responsibilities. We're talking about that, distributing the ministry to others. And so this is, I think, for some of us, a hard thing to do. We're not always very good at giving over ministry or responsibility or tasks to others to do. Or perhaps when we give them over, we're not always very good at the process of giving them over. So I wanted to have a little bit of time just to think about this and what we think about it. Okay, so there are... I think there are four main reasons why we don't distribute ministry well. And the first one is the question, what if they're not as good as me? You know, so you want to give something away, but the internal pressure is, what if they don't do it as well as I do it, or as well as I think it needs to be done? There's a high chance that this will be true. If you give something away to a person, they probably won't do it as well as you do. So this is an internal pressure. But then the second one is, what if they're better at this than me? You know what I mean? Like, what if I've been doing this for 10 years, and what if I give this thing over to you, and on your first try, you're better at it than I am after 10 years, and I'm a professional, and they pay me to do this, and you're better at it instantly. Then what happens? So maybe it's best if I just keep this to myself, and then we'll never know who's better. So that's reason number two. Reason number three is, maybe this is something that I just actually like doing. You know, I got into this because I love doing these things. I love meeting one-on-one. I love running a small group. I love preaching. I love hospital visits. Whatever it is, this is why I got into it in the first place. And I just really like doing it. And I don't really want to give it over, because then I'm not doing it. And I love it so much. So maybe it's that. And then fourthly, maybe it's that I don't have time. Maybe it's that it will just be quicker if I do it. And so then it's a short task, it's a simple task. If I just do it, it'll be done. But if I have to recruit someone and then sit with them and think about what has to happen and then train them and give them feedback and so on, well, it's just a simple task. It'll just be better and quicker if I just do it. So I'll just do it. And so I think these are the four reasons. I mean, does this sound familiar to people? That one or all of these seem like, I've thought these thoughts before. I've said that before. That's what I say. I think this is us. But I think underneath these four things, they kind of collapse into three actual categories. That is, time is an issue, control is an issue, or quality is an issue. My time, their time, that's an issue. Maybe they don't have time, maybe I don't have time. control, that this could be like a bad thing, but it might not be. It's just, I need to make sure this is done well. It needs to be done well. It's very important. They can't just go off and do whatever they like. So there's a control issue. That might be a bad thing, but it might not be. And then there's quality. It needs to be done well. Otherwise, why would we do it? So let's do it well. Time, control, quality. But then again, under those three, I think there are two things that are at play. And this comes now quite close to us. Underneath these three, and probably the main reasons I think why we don't distribute ministry well or often is because of either fear or pride. And so I think a lot of the time our issues aren't that we don't have the skills or we don't have a process or we might not have skills. I mean, we might not have a process, but those things are easy enough to learn. And then even when people learn them, then why do they still not distribute ministry well? Even when we have the skills and we know how. The issue, like probably all the time with most things, comes down to the heart. And like most things, most of the time it comes down to either fear or pride or both. Because you think about, let's say, what if they're not as good at this as I am? Let's say that's our issue. That's the kind of thought that we have. Like, what's underneath that? It could be control. You know, then what if they're not as good as me? I need to be over this, make sure it's happening. You know, it could be control. It could be quality. What if they're not as good as me? Because it needs to be good. It's quality. But then underneath that, it could be fear. What if they're not as good as this as I am? And so the quality's not as good. If the quality's not as good, what if people leave? That's fear. Or maybe it's still quality. What if they're not as good as me? The quality needs to be good because I'm responsible for this area, and if it starts to lose quality, that will reflect on me, which is pride. And so you see how sneaky all this is and how subtle it can be in the heart of the leader. Even just an issue like, what if they're not as good as me? You can start to break it down, and it can be all kinds of different things. It can be control or quality or fear or pride at its root. So what I'm saying is ministry distribution is really hard to do because of our own internal issues, our own sinful internal heart issues, fear or pride. But let's say that we're dealing with this. You know, I've got a pride issue, but I'm working on it. I'm dealing with it, and I want to distribute ministry well. Okay, then what do I do? What's next? The key thought is, to be able to distribute ministry well, we need to hand over not just the responsibility, but we also need to hand over the authority. Because authority and responsibility should always go with each other. If I'm responsible, I should have authority. If I have authority, I should be responsible. And so you have, this is my ministry distribution quadrilateral. Can you see that? Great. I'm a big fan of matrixes and quadrilaterals, and this is one of them. So you've got authority on the one side and responsibility across. So, and then there's some blanks that we can fill in. If you have no authority and no responsibility, and you give people that package, what you are making is a follower, right? No authority, no responsibility. It's a follower. If you give them authority but no responsibility, just think about that. They have authority, but they're not responsible. What you are making is a tyrant. All authority, no responsibility. Then if you've got no authority, so now we're on the bottom corner, you've got no authority, but you've got high responsibility. This happens, at least in my world, over in Sydney. This is the box that we normally live in. We give people the responsibility, but they don't have the authority to make any of the choices, decisions. If you do that, what you end up creating is a scapegoat. Because you've given them the responsibility for what happens, but no authority to control it, create it, determine it. And so all you build is someone that you can blame when it goes wrong. So that's not what we want, right? We don't want followers. We don't want tyrants. We don't want scapegoats. What we want is we want to give people the authority to make decisions and to have choice and to do what they think is right and best. And we want to give them the responsibility. We're going to hold them accountable for the choices and decisions that they've made. And so if we do that, then we're going to start building leaders. Because that's what it means. And so as we think about ministry distribution, we're thinking of authority and giving that away, right? Which is terrifying. If you can just think about that, giving away authority is terrifying. And we're going to give away responsibility. We're going to hold people accountable for the things that they have authority for. Now, I can imagine, as you sit there and think, he's saying give away authority and responsibility. This is terrifying. Surely that's not a good idea. Don't we need to help them, bring them along? What if they're not ready? What if they can't handle the authority or the responsibility? Is there a way for us to bring them in slowly or to release or whatever? And these are all, that's the exact thoughts that I hope that you will have and the questions that I hope that you will ask. This afternoon, we'll talk about how you might do that, how you might release authority and responsibility so that people cannot be overwhelmed and crash, and so that you can be sure and certain that this person's going to do a good job and that you can entrust the ministry to them. But big picture, you want to give them authority and responsibility. And if you're going to be able to do that, one of the things I think all of us are going to need to work on is what's happening in our own heart. And how much fear is there, and how much pride is there, and how is it impacting our leadership? That's toolbox number one, ministry distribution. We'll be back this afternoon and we'll talk about clarity in decision making. Thank you.